In today's gospel passage from John chapter 11, Jesus appears as the sign of contradiction. Long ago prophesied by St. Simeon in the temple when Jesus was presented, you know, that many would contradict him. And with the recent raising of Lazarus from the dead, this is particularly evidenced that some would believe in Jesus as a result of that great miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead, while others would denounce him to his enemies. Here the parable of the rich man was confirmed, the parable that Jesus gave of the rich man and Lazarus, that neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Some would even disbelieve in Jesus, even if someone like Lazarus would rise from the dead. Caiaphas, the high priest, after convoking the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court for the Jews, said, "It is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." Now, the high priest Caiaphas, was unknowingly or intentionally uttering words of prophecy in these moments, that God was using him to speak, to prophesy, the redemptive death of Jesus, the Savior. He had the grace of prophecy, you could say, in virtue of his office as the high priest of Israel and the great chief teacher of Israel. He himself, did not intend, to prophesy in a way, that God intended, as it were, but he wanted to say that he simply wanted to put Christ to death so as to assure the political peace and survival of Israel. Whereas God intended, through his words, to announce the new Israel, the church, the gathering of, all peoples from all nations to form one people, and that through Christ's death on the cross. And it's interesting, Navarre Bible, there's a commentary on this, which has it that it's interesting that the last high priest of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, prophesies the investiture of the high priest of the New Covenant, Christ, in an investiture sealed in his own blood. Jesus is the divine scapegoat, we could say. He is loaded with all of our sins. He is cursed, and he is sent in the desert to die, just like the Jews did in the Old Testament. The scapegoat, symbolic of Christ. And scapegoat would die, in this case, that we might live. It didn't have to be this way, that Christ had to lay down his life for us. And again, it was something that was freely willed, that there were countless other ways in which our redemption could have been accomplished, without the death, the passion, without all that suffering. But no, God willed it so. God willed that we not only, be redeemed, be bought back, that reparation and justice and atonement be fulfilled, but also that he might do everything in his power, as it were, to win our hearts, our love, all of our love, for him. And if his passion and death, for us, for our sake, cannot accomplish that, then nothing can, nothing will. Our hearts, would be immovable hearts of stone indeed, and that would be a great misfortune. Whereas if we do not only believe in our Lord's saving passion and death and resurrection for love of us, but we also reflect on that, meditate on it, as we should try to do more intensely during Lent and Holy Week coming up, then indeed we will benefit from it greatly. We'll be moved powerfully, to love our Lord in return. St. Alphonsus repeats, others have said in his book of Meditations on the Passion that the fact is that many Christians do believe in these mysteries that we are celebrating in the Passion, death of Christ, and so forth. But the ruin of Christians, he says, is the fact that too many Christians, they don't reflect, meditate, ponder seriously, these mysteries, when they could and should benefit from them. And we should do so ourselves during this sacred time, during these days of Lent that remain, and during Holy Week. And it would be helpful for us to be mindful, too, of the fact that, yes, Jesus, he died for all of us. He died that peoples from all nations might form, his new chosen people, the church, but also that he died for us individually, personally, even if we're only ourselves that needed, that great gift of his mercy, his redemption. And we could reflect on St. Paul's words. We can make them our own, and they might be helpful. They could be helpful to us during these last days of Lent and Holy Week. The words, that Jesus gave himself, Jesus loved me and gave himself up for me. Praise be Jesus and Mary.